Welcome back to Via the Source, where you can get news about the entire NFL and, of course, the Miami Dolphins. Fins up, here's Steven, your host.
What is up, guys? Today's date is October 12th. It's actually my birthday. I'm Steven Mosso, and you're listening to Via the Source. Now, today's episode is going to be going over the game, the preview game between the Chicago Bears and the Miami Dolphins. As you guys should know, the Miami Dolphins, 3-2, will head back home to face the Chicago Bears in an important bounce-back game. The Dolphins' record, still positive, but a feeling of doubt has been cast over the team after the past two performances that were pretty bad on the road. So, to take a look at the Chicago Bears, the offense. Chicago Bears offense is led by Mitch Trubisky. Trubisky is in his second year, and his career thus far is what you would expect out of a young quarterback. He has not been great, but the upside is, you know, it's still there. And it couldn't be more apparent than in Trubisky's 6-touchdown performance against Tampa Bay. He finished with a ridiculous stat line, 19 for 26, 354 yards, 6 touchdowns. Crazy. Now, personally, I think he will regress to his mean, but, you know, this is his opportunity to show that he's made the next step. But like I said, I just don't see it happening in this game. So the running game is dominated by Jordan Howard, who has been one of the more underrated backs in the first two seasons, finishing with over 1,000 yards in both. Now, this year, he has struggled, racking up 203 yards, averaging 3.2 yards per carry through four games. Now, he's a power back. His main drawback, from what I see, is his speed. He has that quick burst, but it seems like once he hits that hole, he never really hits that second gear, and it's really held him back from completing a lot of big carries in my mind. Now, the change of pace back in this game is an absolute weapon, a guy that I've been very big on his whole career so far. I call him the Bears version of Jakeem Grant. It's Tariq Cohen. Cohen is the definition of elusive. He can make defenders look silly in open space. His role in the running game, it is small, but he thrives as a pass catcher. And while he struggled the first 3 weeks, he had a total of 121 yards receiving in week four. So you got to keep an eye out for this guy. Very hard to tackle. Cannot let him get in open space. The receiving game has not been the Bears' focal point. They acquired Allen Robinson from the Jacksonville Jaguars during the offseason. Now, he adds that tremendous downfield potential. His stature is crazy. He's a big physical guy. In week two of the 2015 regular season, Allen Robinson had a total of 155 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns against the Miami Dolphins. And that game, it just really sticks out in my mind, seeing Blake Bortles just chuck it up to Allen Robinson and him go up and getting it on these underthrown balls. So as part of a below average offense, though, Robinson has been kept in check. His best game so far came in week two of this season, where he had 83 yards on 10 catches. Now, another receiver in this offense that must be taken account for is Taylor Gabriel, former Atlanta Falcon. He was actually one of the main benefactors of Trubisky's huge week four performance. He finished with 7 catches, 104 yards, and 2 touchdowns in that game. But aside from that, his yardage, like the rest of the Bears' offense, has been kept in check. He possesses that big playability. He has a high target share from Trubisky, which is 7.25 targets a game, and that still warrants him being taken account for, but for the most part, if we can keep him in check like the other teams, he shouldn't be a main issue. Now, tight end Trey Burton, he was a sleeper for me this season. The Chicago Bears always favor to throwing to the tight ends in recent years, and Burton has respectable talent. He has 2 touchdowns this season, but he has not been a huge threat. He hasn't received more than 4 catches in a single game this season. But then the Bears defense, this is where the team shines. The Bears defense has been nothing short of amazing. Let me go over some things. They are first in the league in yards per game allowed. They are second in pass yards per game, first in rush yards per game, first in points allowed, second in sacks, third in interceptions, first in defensive touchdowns, and third in fumbles. That's absolutely dominant through 4 games. Khalil Mack, who just joined the team before the regular season, he's already the powerhouse, as you would expect. He has put up monster numbers, and it's really not an exaggeration to say that he can single-handedly change the outcome of games the same way that Warren Sapp did in his prime. That's what Khalil Mack is doing right now. And aside from Mack, the Bears defense, it's pretty loaded across the board with stars and budding talent. Rookie Roquan Smith making a pretty good impact as a linebacker. Safety Adrian Amos was rated the second highest safety in the league in 2017 via Pro Football Focus. And then the rest Bosa's secondary, they're not incredible, mind-blowing guys, but they are all solid. Kyle Fuller, Prince Amukamara, Eddie Jackson, all these guys are respectable. None of them are going to have that dominant elite-level status, but they are all very, very good players. And their worst defensive performance came in the second half of Week 1, when Aaron Rodgers led an impeccable comeback to steal the win. But since then, the Bears have not lost, holding their opponents to 17 points, 14 points, and 10 points in their last game. Now, here are my expectations for this week. My first expectation is that it's a slow game. I see these teams, they have similar strengths and weaknesses. Both teams struggle offensively. Both teams would prefer to keep the ball on the ground or at least, you know, keep the ball in the short passing game. Both teams' strengths have been on their defense, and both teams have turnover-prone quarterback. So this has all the making to be a low-scoring, slow game. And my next expectation is that the Bears defense, led by Khalil Mack, has an absolute field day. The Dolphins offensive line is still depleted despite the return of Laremy Tunsil. They have talent across the board, meaning the Chicago Bears defense, and the offense for the Dolphins have struggled against the weaker defenses of New England and Cincinnati. So at least right now, there's nothing that can make me say that this will be a different performance against the Chicago defense, because, like I said, Chicago's defense is absolutely terrific so far. There's just nothing that could make me say without being a homer that the offense for Miami should thrive in this game. And then the last expectation I have is that the Dolphins defense humbles Trubisky. Now, he had that nice performance against Tampa Bay, but Miami's defense has also been very respectable, despite what the past few scores have suggested. They lead the league in interceptions still, and they've been able to apply pressure at will. I think Trubisky regresses to his mean. I don't see him having a good day in this one. Now, the keys to the victory. Last week, the key to the victory, I said to keep Joe Mixon under 90 yards rushing. That did not happen. I said to prevent A.J. Green and Boyd from having a field day. A.J. Green had a pretty respectable day. The main issue ended up being Tannehill and the turnovers. Well, here are my keys to victory against the Chicago Bears. First one, limit Khalil Mack somehow, because Mack is on an absolute tear. And honestly, I have no idea how you stop this man. I really don't. But all I know is that it needs to be done in order to win this game. The Bears stomped on the Packers with Aaron Rodgers until Rodgers was able to lead them to that miraculous comeback. And we do not have Aaron Rodgers. We cannot afford to be put in that situation. I don't know how to do it, but you have to stop Khalil Mack somehow. Now, my next key to victory is force Trubisky to throw it down the field. This is kind of similar to the one I said the Dolphins should do with Dalton. Force him to make the big throws. Frankly, I'm concerned with the underneath routes in this one. Taylor Gabriel and Tariq Cohen are the exact type of guys that Miami struggles with. If Cohen and Gabriel combine for over 160 yards, the results will be bad. If Jordan Howard has over 100 yards rushing in this game, the result will be bad. If Trubisky goes without a turnover, the result will be bad. So the Dolphins must force the Bears' passing game to beat them. Force Trubisky to get out of his comfort zone, make some downfield passes, and I think Miami has a chance. Now the last key to victory. Quarterback Ryan Tannehill must bounce back. We need a solid performance from the quarterback in this game. That's the easiest way to say it. We cannot afford another sub 150-yard performance. We cannot afford a game with two or more interceptions. We can't afford a game with a fumble on our own side of the field. And I know, not all the blame will fall on him if he fails. He need his offensive line to help. But at the end of the day, if Tannehill isn't producing, regardless of whatever the cause is, we won't win this game. So if Tannehill has two or more turnovers, I don't like the team's chances of winning this game. But as always, if all these keys are met, then I'm almost certain the result will be a Miami Dolphins victory. And that is how I'm going to end this episode, guys. For more, you can follow me at Shady Steven, at Via The Source. I will be at Miami to cover this game. You guys can catch me out there if you want to. Just contact me on Twitter, and I'll love to say hi to some of you guys if you listen to the podcast. As always, though, let me know what you guys think. Share your thoughts, and I would love to hear you guys' opinion. Until next time, I'm Steve Amasso, and this was Via The Source.